This is the Texas Standard.
It doesn't always happen, but when it does, for me, it's magical. You're sitting alone in a quiet room, or heck, even alone in a crowded room, but you're reading, and then something between you and the text makes you actually laugh out loud, or audibly gasp. If you're alone, no big deal. If there are others in the room, they may give you a funny look, but worth it, because you've experienced something that's really moved you. This month, Austin-based Kirkus Reviews editor-in-chief Clay Smith brings us a book that could put you in this very position. Critics are calling The Which Way Tree by Austin-based author Elizabeth Crook exciting, suspenseful, and pitch-perfect. Clay Smith, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Hey, Laura.
So I haven't read this yet, but you have. Give me the basic premise of The Which Way Tree.
Yeah, The Which Way Tree is a short novel set in post-Civil War Texas in the remote hill country. And it's about two children who were orphaned. Their father has died, and the stepmother of the narrator, who is the mother of a character who will become very important over the course of this novel, has been attacked by a mountain lion. Hmm. And the rest of the novel really becomes a revenge novel trying to find this panther.
So that doesn't sound super funny, but...
one of the things to really admire about this novel is the voice. Mm. And it's told in first person by Benjamin, this 14-year-old kid who's really uneducated, but ambitious. And he does have a funny voice. But you just feel so deeply for Benjamin and his sister, Samantha, who are alone in the middle of nowhere and hunting desperately for this panther because they are terrified that it's going to kill them. I mean, the panther, his territory goes all the way to Piedras Negras. Mm. And in that part of the world, he's called El Demonio de Dos Dedos, which is the demon of two fingers, or two pads, really. So he's lost two of his fingers because the children's mother cut them off.
Oh. So this sounds sort of fantastical, right? Like, I mean, almost this mythic sort of creature, but you say that this is actually based in sort of a real-world experience?
Well, Elizabeth Crook, the novelist, did a lot of historical research to find out how remote people would have lived at that time in post-Civil War hill country. But it does actually have an inspiration in current day, which is that Elizabeth Crook's teenage son and a friend of his were caught out one night in the hill country, and they found the boys, but really only after midnight. And there was a mountain lion who was eyeing the boys.
Wow.
They were fine, but that's a wonderful inspiration for a writer. Mm. And she took it and ran with it. And you can feel that inspiration in this novel because it's a very disciplined, sort of driven story. I mean, it's very, it hews very tightly to its story, and it's very difficult to put down as a result.
So what would you compare it to? Is there anything that it reminds you of?
Yeah, I mean, it does remind me a little bit of True Grit, the great Charles Portis novel, which, of course, has been made into a movie twice. Mm-hmm. And also News of the World by Paulette Giles, which was a National Book Award finalist a few years ago. And both of those novels and The Which Way Tree are sort of, you know, revenge stories told by young people who don't really totally understand the world that they're navigating. And it's frightening for the reader and really suspenseful. And they're all wonderful novels.
So we know a little bit about Elizabeth Crook's inspiration, but she has led a pretty interesting life herself, I guess. We mentioned she lives in Austin now, but grew up in other parts of Texas, Nacogdoches and San Marcos. Also traveled the world as a little girl. Her dad, I guess, was an ambassador to Australia. Yeah. Has written a lot and gotten a lot of awards. What else do we need to know about her?
Well, she really is a historical novelist, and she has written about Sam Houston, about Sam Houston's wife. Her previous novel, people might know, is called Monday, Monday, and it's an account of the Whitman massacre on the campus of UT in the 60s. And really, she was looking at the lives of the survivors and what their lives would have been like.
So, apparently, it's not just you that love this book, right? I mean, there are a lot of critical reviews, and also they want to make this into a movie already. There's already talks about that, I've heard.
Yeah, there's talk about Robert Duvall wanting to turn this into a film. So that's exciting for Elizabeth.
Right. Well, yeah. And Texans will think,
and Texans,
Lonesome
yeah.
Dove, I mean, right? I mean, right. There's something. Yeah.
Well, that's where Elizabeth Crook apparently fell in love with Robert Duvall, was his depiction of Gus McRae.
Oh, me too.
In the miniseries. So. Yeah. And well, the Hill Country is so close to us here in Austin. It's great to see a novel set in the Hill Country. We don't have that many.
The book is called The Which Way Tree by Elizabeth Crook. Clay Smith with Austin-based Kirkus Reviews joined us to let us know what he thought. Thank you so much for visiting.
Thanks for having me, Laura.